Hi, we're Spoken Youth. I'm Maisie Minuti.
I'm Trinity Hunt.
I'm Sammy Sexton.
And I'm Caitlin Rodriguez. So since it's like a year of COVID, we can go over kind of like how we've been coping with like maybe struggles we had in the beginning of the year and how we've kind of figured them out now. And I said with me, one of the biggest issues that I had was trying to figure out how to socialize with all my friends, because it just became such an overwhelming thing. Because if I'm trying to keep up with like 20 people in my circle, then you know, I have like 20 text messages back and forth with like 20 different personalities, 20 different people, and it became like too much for me. And then I figured out like now how to coordinate that and try to talk to people without like it being too overwhelming for me.
I realized that like a lot of my friendships definitely relied on being in person, and that's not because they weren't sustainable outside of, you know, meeting in person. It's just because we all had things to do that school was the convenient escape away from all that. Like now, I'm not a big texter. I don't text people a lot, nor is it like a way of communication that I particularly enjoy, which is why I don't do it that often, to be honest. Like a lot of my friends aren't great at texting either. Doesn't even look at her like messages until like weeks after. So I'm like, yeah, still a little late for you to know this now. So like the few times that we can communicate, we try to appreciate it. That's about it.
I never realized how much I should have valued having conversations at school with people, because then I didn't have to check up on them 24/7 when I was home, or like ask them, you know, how was their day? Because you kind of have those conversations as you're passing by with certain people in the hallway or certain people at the lunch table. So it just became like a lot for me. But like now I'm kind of like settled.
I feel like I'm still getting used to it. Like, I feel like I lost a lot of friends during quarantine, and not because of like any big drama or something that like usually would have happened before the pandemic, but just because like I don't see them and I don't talk to them, and we never texted before. So it's like the only time we talked was like during school. So without going to school, I lost those friends. So then like now my like circle's tighter, which is like cool. It's nice in a way. But like I didn't even realize like how many friends I lost until you said that.
Like if the pandemic hadn't happened when it did, my social life just would have been so different, because the things that we were all so concerned about at the time, because we were really worried about prom at the time in March, and it was like just so much drama with who was going to take who and everything. And I feel like if we had, you know, had gotten a prom, a lot of what we were worried about, I feel like, might have been resolved differently than it ended up being. And so now it just sort of has this unfinished feeling to it, where it's like there's not really closure because we all just stopped seeing each other. Not because we hated each other, just because, you know, we couldn't see each other anymore. And then half of us went to college and, you know, half of us don't go to school on the same day anymore. So it's just weird that coronavirus played a role and participated in the change in the social life.
I just got off of like a meeting with my class advisor and like my whole class, and they were talking about having prom this year, and they think we're still going to go through with it because the governor keeps changing like the amount of people that you're allowed to have in like a room, which is fun, and I'm excited for prom. But I also just feel like it's going to be awkward, because it's like these are people that I haven't seen in over a year at that point.
My friends last year, like in like April and May, like once their senior trip got canceled and their prom got canceled, they were like, you guys underclassmen can't complain. You're going to get a normal senior year. And I remember talking to my friend, like, do they think it's just going to expire in September? Like, what makes them think that we're going to have a better, like, what makes them think that it's just going to be like, oh, we're done, you know, because we've had, you know, arguably worse.
My best friend and I fight less, which is nice, because we don't really see each other that often. We see each other like once a week. So, and we used to see each other like every day. So we're so much nicer to each other now. We laugh about it a lot, because we're like, we used to be so mean to each other. And now we're so nice, because every time that we get to like hang out, it's like we're trying to catch up. So that's fun in a way.
I think now, even though like I lost a lot of friends, I feel like I got closer to the ones that I felt like mattered, because I didn't realize that some school friends are just that, like school friends. And then I have the friends that will actually like communicate with me and talk to me outside. So I just really like that I've gotten closer to like, I feel like the friends that really matter to me.